Port Antico, director of the Mid-Atlantic Financial Services and Environment, and the 2013 White House Campaign Chief, for our third and final podcast on climate change and related issues and health. Your previous discussions focused on climate change impacts and food waste. Are there other climate-related impacts that you need to be concerned about?
Absolutely. Climate change has contributed to a rise in a variety of extreme weather events, including higher intensity tropical storms and heavier rainfalls, particularly in some locations in the Mid-Atlantic region. Scientists are projecting that climate change will increase the frequency and the intensity of heavy rainstorms, which will put many communities at risk for devastation from floods. Flooding can also cause a range of health risks and impacts, such as contaminated drinking water, increased disease-carrying insects, moldy houses, and just generally community disruption. And so as rains become heavier, streams and lakes can overflow, increasing the risk of waterborne pathogens or diseases that can be transferred to our drinking water. It can also trigger sewage overflows, and as you may imagine, children are much more vulnerable to all of these because they depend on adults and society to protect them from these disasters.
What should parents and or caregivers consider in preparing for extreme weather events?
First of all, it's important for every family to understand what the risks are for where they live. Whether it's a wildfire, fire, or a flood. In the case of flooding, every family needs a plan, including how kids, if kids are at school, how they're going to get home from school, or what the school has in place to protect their children. In regards to the direct impacts, once the family has a plan for safety, and in many cases, electricity goes out. Every family needs an emergency response kit in their home, flashlights, some food to last a couple days, water. Is also, once the family knows it's safe, is to really find out about water quality issues, how the city or the community has been able to respond to this. The threat. There's imminent danger in flooding many times when there's drought and then there's a lot of precipitation, and so everybody needs to have a clear understanding of what their resources are, but also their local risk if they are in fact in danger of flooding. This is particularly important for families that live obviously near waterways, lakes, rivers, even some streams that can swell very quickly. And need to have a safety plan in place for escaping and, in some cases, surviving if it's severe enough.
What message would you like the listeners to take away from this podcast?
The takeaway message is that climate is all about health. It's a matter of health. And if we protect our planet, we will protect our health. And so we need to support the Clean Power Plan. We need to advocate for renewable energy sources and to find out what our state is planning, how our state is planning to address reduction of carbon pollution, and to really consider that not only is climate change a matter of health, but we must also protect the future, which is our children, and consider the health impacts of climate change on kids.
What role the Mid-Atlantic Center for Children's Health and the Environment like to see improve over the next couple of years?
The Mid-Atlantic Center for Children's Health and the Environment would, number one, like to see cleaner air. We've made great strides, and we are seeing the positive health impacts. However, we're also seeing an increase with the climate changes, the increased heat, precipitation, and mold, immediate health threats. And so what we would like to see in the future is less carbon pollution, less greenhouse gases, and better health for kids so that they can lead healthy lives.
Dr. Antico, thank you for being our guest and for sharing your insight on this very important topic. And thank you to our listeners.